year during Lent, we participate in the breaking of habits. Just as Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness, we are spending 40 days to deny ourselves of our usual indulgences and participate in abstinence, fasting, confession, and spiritual acts, all to strengthen our faith and connection with God. But it's never easy, is it? We try and we fail. It happens all the time. And when we fail, we're disappointed. When we fail, we're sad. When we fail, we get caught up in this metaphorical self-flagellation where we beat ourselves up that we would have worked hard, more harder and stronger against the face of temptation. And when we fail, we give up. For us, keeping up a winning streak is often more important than continuing in the spiritual journey. When we fail, we tell ourselves, if we can't do it now, might as well not do it at all, right? So here's your little mid-level reminder that when we fail, we remind ourselves of the hardships of the wilderness. When we fail, we remind ourselves that what Jesus accomplished for 40 days was no small feat. And when we fail, we seek his greatness against our own strength. Statistics show that only 3% of people who quit smoking succeed on the first try. Most of them try and fail over and over and over again before getting there. Getting back on the wagon is a skill you have to develop instead of focusing on falling off. Accept that you're going to fail. Accept that you're not perfect. Accept that it's all part of the process. So the next time you find yourself sneaking in the chocolate bar during your lunch break, knowing full well that you shouldn't be doing it, remind yourself that giving up something isn't easy. And try again tomorrow.